SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Nicola McCaskill. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Anti-Semitism is nothing new, but experts say the kinds of anti-Jewish incidents and attacks we're seeing now have never happened before in Australia. So, what's changed? A warning, this episode includes descriptions of anti-Semitic attacks and tropes.
When we arrived here, I felt that Australia was an amazing multicultural community where everyone had some sort of, a migrant background, be it first, second, or third generation. Everyone featured some sort of an accent, and this rich tapestry of cultures, linguistics, background.
Sarah Bendetsky grew up Jewish in Russia. When she moved to Australia in 2008, she was struck by a clear contrast.
As a child, I experienced anti-Semitism on several occasions where my last name sounded too Jewish for some, and I never experienced that in Australia for a very long time.
But last year, that changed.
Rockets hurtling through the skies over Gaza and across the border into Israel. Hamas's military chief claimed responsibility for the attacks and declared the start of a new campaign against Israel.
After 7th of October, where the whole anti-Israel rhetoric turned into being an anti-Jewish rhetoric right in our backyard.
Sarah lives in a part of Melbourne, sometimes affectionately called the Bagel Belt, for its significant Jewish population. She'd always felt safe there. But over the past year, she said she's had many eye-opening moments.
Seeing a lot of literally anti-Jewish posters put up in the area and in the city, which remind me, the posters that were featured in Nazi Germany, with this stereotypical Jew with a big nose and some sort of, negative features and this and that. Scary stuff.
Her teenage children were also exposed to a form of hatred she says they'd never experienced before this year.
My children were experiencing anti-Semitism on the public tram on the way to school. My 15-year-old was screamed Hail Hitler to her face with the Nazi salute. We were stopped on the street by some woman screaming that Hitler should have finished you all.
Sarah runs a food security charity called Super Kitchen, which helps feed people in need, distributing meals and groceries throughout the community. She says the charity became a target too.
Our logo has Jewish symbols, like a menorah. So our charity food truck has this big logo on it, so our wheels were pierced in the middle of the night. We had lots of crazy online hate. So it became the new norm almost. And it takes a lot of time to adjust to it, not to be scared, not to stop doing what you believe in, still be part of the community.
Unfortunately, Sarah's not alone.
100% it's rising. There's no question about that.
That's Alex Rivchin, the co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. This year, the council reported an increase in anti-Jewish incidents of over 300%.
They're experiencing more abuse, more hatred, more exclusion, more vilification. And in each case, it's to do with their Jewish identity. So unquestionably, it's here, it's real, and it's reached levels that we really have never seen in this country before.
Despite this drastic increase, he says the actual nature of anti-Semitism hasn't changed much.
If we look at the things that are being said about Jews right now, they are exactly what has been said about Jews for thousands of years. That they're not to be trusted, that they're a nation of liars, that they're always plotting and scheming, trying to undermine the host society, that they're obsessed with money, they're disloyal, they're bloodthirsty. These are the things that have pursued the Jews forever. And this is why anti-Semites today latch onto those same concepts because they're so effective and they're so lodged in the consciousness or subconsciousness of people.
The word anti-Semitism broadly is used to describe discrimination or prejudice against Jewish people, specifically because they are Jewish. And it can be religious, racial, or even founded in pseudoscientific ideas or conspiracy theories.
Anti-Semitism is very unique as a form of racism. One of the things that distinguishes anti-Semitism is just how long it's been around.
Associate Professor David Slukey is the director of the Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization. He says anti-Semitism has been recorded since the ancient period and has remained both persistent and malleable.
Through the 20th century, instead of a religious basis, there became this pseudoscientific basis for anti-Semitism. So Jews were racially different, racially inferior. There was also this conspiratorial thinking that emerged about Jews being all-powerful, ruling the world. You know, so anti-Semitism kind of adapts itself to the modern world and continues to adapt itself.
I asked Associate Professor Slukey why Jewish people have been such a consistent target.
Part of it relates to kind of the instability that we find in the world, like the rapid rate of technological, cultural, demographic change. Jews become an easy and convenient target, partly because they are such a small minority everywhere that they live. Other than Israel, Jews can be easily pinpointed or targeted as like the cause of people's angst about the modern world.
Since October 7 last year, reports of both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia in Australia have risen. In the context of the Israel-Hamas war and the broader conflict in the Middle East, this raises complex questions around anti-Semitism, Zionism, and Israel, the Jewish state.
In a time of distress like we've seen over the past year and a bit, I think what you get is a certain kind of polarization, the hardening of people's attitudes towards Israel, whether they're pro or anti.
We'll explore this in more depth in next week's episode. But for Sarah, the harassment she and her family have faced over the past year has a clear origin.
What does a modest social trader cafe in Melbourne using all the funds to feed the hungry people of all descents has to do with the war in Israel? It's anti-Semitism. It's just an excuse.
This episode was produced by SBS Examines and presented by Nicola McCaskill. To find out more, head to sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.